USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Georgia Democrats and Republicans are drawing lines in the sand as the Senate majority will boil down to the two seats in the Peach State. Constitutional law expert Mark Smith tells Fox News how President Trump's lawsuits will go forward.
Well, first of all, every legal challenge that we're going to be watching over the next 40 days is going to be have to assess on the merits and case by case and state by state. And what I mean by that is, you know, the cases involving what happened in Philadelphia are going to be different than the ones that happened in Arizona, with different laws and different standards and different facts and different people involved. So what you're really looking at is a series of lawsuits across the country, all of which will be different.
January 5th is the date for the Senate runoffs in Georgia. USA Radio News is not calling the presidential race until all legal challenges are resolved. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Tropical Storm Etta is threatening South Florida at this hour. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
South Florida officials are taking precautions ahead of Tropical Storm Etta's arrival. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez says students will be home on Monday.
I have just finished speaking to Superintendent Carvalho, who has informed me that Miami-Dade Public Schools will be closed tomorrow, Monday, and that bus services will not be operable.
Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez says the power company is ready to repair any damage caused by the high winds and rain.
Florida Power Light has 10,000 restoration personnel on hand to deal with any of the impacts from ETA. Backup from Texas has also been called in, so they are positioning additional resources into the area ahead of the storm's full impact.
A storm surge watch is in effect for the coast of southern Florida from Golden Beach to Bonita Beach, including Biscayne Bay. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Plenty of games and upsets in the National Football League Sunday. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has details.
The Pittsburgh Steelers moved to 8-0 on the year with a sloppy win over the Dallas Cowboys 24-19. That's the best start in franchise history for the Steelers. Patrick Mahomes caught fire again as the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Carolina Panthers 33-31. Mahomes threw for 372 yards and 4 touchdowns. It's the second straight week he's thrown for 4 or more scores. The New Orleans Saints handed Tom Brady the worst loss of his career Sunday night, beating Tampa Bay 38-3. Saints quarterback Drew Brees threw for 4 touchdowns in the blowout. In other action, Baltimore beat Indianapolis 24-10. Buffalo held off Seattle 44-34. Miami prevailed over Arizona 34-31. Las Vegas beat the LA Chargers 31-26. And New England takes on the New York Jets tonight on Monday Night Football. From the Ohio Valley USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Looking ahead to the beginning of Week 10 for Thursday Night Football, the Colts travel to Nashville and take on the Titans, 8 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Congratulations to NASCAR driver Chase Elliott for winning the 2020 season Sunday in Phoenix, Arizona.
You know, I mean, all you can dream for is the opportunity, and I've been very fortunate to have that over the years. And that's all thanks to some great people. You know, my parents obviously have played a huge role. Past year's been tough. I lost my best friend about a year ago tonight. I lost my grandmother last year, and then all those things bring families closer.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.